Imagine having just weeks of money left after a decade of entrepreneurial failures. This was Dan Norris's reality before he launched what would become a seven-figure business in just 7 days. The seven-day startup challenges the conventional wisdom that building a successful business requires months or years of planning. Instead, it champions rapid execution as the path to entrepreneurial success. What if the endless planning, perfectionism, and validation you've been taught are actually holding you back? What if you could learn more in 1 week of actual business operation than in months of theoretical preparation? The book emerges from Norris's desperate circumstances. After burning through his savings on failed ventures, he launched WP Curve, initially WP Live Ninja, a WordPress support service that generated more revenue in its first few days than his previous business had in an entire year. This wasn't just luck. It was the result of embracing execution over endless planning and real customer feedback over theoretical validation. Success rarely arrives on the first attempt. Norris's journey included failed ventures, an HR document repository, a marginally profitable web design business, and 4 other ventures that each taught valuable lessons. His analytics platform, Informally, gained users but failed financially, a classic case of vanity metrics hiding business reality. "You don't learn until you launch" became his mantra after watching promising ideas repeatedly fail. This challenges our natural tendency toward perfectionism, where waiting for everything to be ready causes analysis paralysis. Facing financial ruin, Norris committed to launching a business in just 7 days. The result was WP Curve, a WordPress support service offering unlimited small fixes for a monthly fee. This straightforward concept immediately resonated with customers, quickly covering costs and attracting a co-founder who helped scale the business. 3 factors enabled this rapid success: identifying a clear pain point customers already recognized, creating a simple, easily understood value proposition, and launching quickly to let real customer feedback guide improvements. When facing a deadline, our brains naturally prioritize what's essential. This forced efficiency often produces better business models than those developed during comfortable planning periods. A startup isn't just a small version of an established business. It's a fundamentally different entity exploring uncharted territory with potential for exponential growth. While traditional businesses follow established models with predictable outcomes, startups venture into uncertainty with transformative ambitions. What distinguishes innovative startups is their potential for outsized impact. They aim to fundamentally change how things work, not just generate income. Consider how Spotify revolutionized music consumption, or Airbnb transformed accommodation. These were paradigm shifts, not incremental improvements. The startup mindset embraces experimentation, rapid iteration, and scalability from inception. This doesn't mean every startup must become the next unicorn, but it requires thinking beyond local constraints. Even bootstrap startups can embody this mindset by focusing on scalable models and breakthrough innovations. Launching a startup means embarking on a journey with higher uncertainty but greater potential rewards, an approach combining ambition with empiricism, where big dreams are tested through small experiments. Through failure and success, Norris identified 9 crucial elements that make a business idea suitable for bootstrapping. 1. Enjoyable daily tasks. Enjoying your day-to-day work sustains motivation through challenges. 2. Product-founder fit. Your business should leverage existing strengths rather than forcing you to overcome weaknesses. 3. Scalable business model. Growth should expand revenue without proportionally increasing costs. 4. Operates without the founder. Systems, automation, or staff should eventually maintain operations without your constant presence. 5. An asset you can sell. Build lasting value through customer base, intellectual property, or systems. 6. Large market potential. Target expansive markets rather than limiting niches. 7. Pain or pleasure differentiators. Address significant customer problems or enhance experiences beyond traditional models. 8. Unique lead generation advantage. Develop distinctive customer acquisition strategies aligned with your strengths. 9. Ability to launch quickly. Choose ventures allowing swift initial launch for real-time feedback. These elements provide a framework for evaluating business ideas before investing significant resources. While few businesses excel in all areas, strong performance across most categories increases your chances of building a sustainable, profitable enterprise. The minimum viable product concept identifies and delivers your core value proposition effectively without unnecessary complications. When launching in 7 days, embrace ship fast, ship frequently. Your initial launch begins a conversation with customers that guides improvements. As Reid Hoffman said, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. Consider pricing even in a rapid launch. It signals market positioning and attracts target customers. Don't default to low prices out of insecurity. Price according to the value you provide. Focus ruthlessly on what delivers immediate value. This often means embracing manual operations over automation, direct communication over elaborate systems, and core functionality over comprehensive features. An MVP isn't about cutting corners on quality, it's about focusing quality efforts on what matters most. The core service should be excellent, even if surrounding features are simplified. WP Curve delivered outstanding WordPress support from day one, despite having only basic website and systems. The difference between businesses that plateau and those that achieve significant scale lies in their fundamental design. Building growth potential into your business from day one increases your chances of long-term success. 1. Substantial profit margin. Aim for at least 50%, providing room for reinvestment, marketing, and team building without cash flow constraints. 2. Large addressable market. Target a substantial market to prevent early growth ceilings. Even excellent execution can't overcome a tiny niche's limitations. 3. Transferable assets. Create elements valuable to potential buyers, recurring customer relationships, proprietary systems, brand equity, and team capabilities. 4. Simple business model. Complexity undermines scalability. Straightforward models enable focus, clearer decision-making, and better communication. 5. Recurring revenue. Predictable revenue stabilizes operations and simplifies planning through subscriptions, retainers, or long-term contracts. Design your business with these growth principles from the start, rather than launching whatever seems easiest. The ultimate lesson isn't that every business should launch in exactly 7 days, but that execution and learning trump excessive planning. This mindset helps entrepreneurs accelerate toward viable businesses, reduce wasted effort, and increase chances of building sustainable enterprises. The 7-day startup methodology democratizes entrepreneurship by lowering barriers to entry. Anyone with a viable idea and willingness to execute quickly can test their concept without extensive preparation or significant capital. In rapidly evolving markets, speed often beats perfection. Businesses that launch quickly and adapt based on real feedback typically outperform those spending years perfecting products in isolation. What could you accomplish if you committed to launching in just 7 days? This constraint might focus your efforts on what truly matters, revealing a faster path to success. Stop planning, start building. The market awaits your solution, but only if you have the courage to launch it.